I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Six books, 8 years, 122 episodes, 430 million downloads, but only one Belinda. This podcast has been an incredible ride, but all bad porn must come to an end. It's not without a heavy heart that we say this, but my dad wrote a porno is coming to an end.
I can't believe it.
What?
I know.
You said you were going to email James.
Shit.
Surely this should be a three decision. No, I'm joking,
but we
obviously
knew you would do it till our dying day, and we couldn't have that.
Have we told Dad? We have told Dad.
I mean, in a way, we could have that. Like, we could have been wheeled to our sort of communal pile of books and microphones in the old people's home when we were, I mean, Jamie, you and I... 75,
still quite
80.
Live.
Yeah, and yeah. James, 105,
shut
107.
Shut up. Shut up.
It was a possibility, wasn't it?
Well, certainly with the amount that Rocky's written, we could have kept going forever. The books will never end.
Never.
But we have decided we must.
It's time, guys. It's time.
There are major TV series that don't make it this far.
Name one that has.
Well, quite.
Honestly.
It feels as though... there are lots of reasons why we would keep doing it, but we have to draw a line somewhere. This feels like the right time.
Guys, we want to be like cool and end, you know, like Fleabag and The Office. Oh, hang on, they had two. We've had six.
Do you remember when we said that? We were like, oh yeah, Fawlty Towers only had 12 episodes.
Which is my guiding light for all creative projects.
Jamie's right. Like, all of the cool kids, they only had like... half an episode. We've had a lot.
But it's sad.
It's really sad.
It's like, I don't think we could have ever ended it and thought, yay, like, it's always going to be like a bit emotional.
Which is why at the end of every book, I mean, you particularly, Jamie, we don't say it until you said you'll do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been saying, guys, you haven't said book seven, right?
Oh, I know. I check the tweets. I check the emails.
So I know this will be unwelcome news to a lot of people.
Yeah. But, you know, the back catalogue's there. Just listen from the start again, you know.
Honestly, I wonder how, if you listen back to back to every episode,
yeah,
how long it would take you. I haven't actually done that maths.
It would certainly expose us, I think, repeating stories and not knowing how we're doing.
No, hey, come on now. I wonder how long that would take. I haven't done the maths. Leave it with me and I'll figure it out.
You know, you will.
Okay. Must be a couple of days, at least. Can you imagine? That's like torture.
Yeah.
That's like full on.
Hearing your squawk for that I can't.
Hearing your squawk?
Hearing your squawk. This is why it's ending.
So my favorite point, you know, we aren't going to be reading any more books, but we're ending on a high because we've got two special episodes that we'll be reading this week and next week. And guys, and this is really exciting and
this is the bonus.
Unprecedented, yes. We will be recording a very special Footnotes with the main man himself. Mr. Rocky Flintstone will be on mic.
Oh, M.
I know.
G.
The voice of the author himself,
yeah.
The man of mystery.
He finally gets a right to reply. What are we doing? Why have we allowed this?
The voice that crashed 1,000 cars.
Yes, so it is sad, but it's, you know, it's a happy sadness, if that makes any sort of sense. You know, we're so proud of this show, but...
very Rocky. Yeah. It's a happy kind of sad.
But yeah, we just think it's time to hang up the mics, but not before we read... a little bit more Belinda.
Do we hang them up?
I was going to say, we don't hang them up. What, by the wire? That'll break them.
I think that's actually really not good because these are quite expensive. So, well, they're not. They're
they are the cheapest microphones.
But I wouldn't hang them by that.
I actually unplug the wire, otherwise it'll break the wire. So I certainly wouldn't hang them.
I hang them.
Okay, we need to have a word about that. It's a bit a little too late.
Does anyone feel like it's been, 8 years we've been doing this?
Yeah.
Do you feel like your life has changed in any way? I feel like I'm the same person.
I mean, yeah, honestly, not really.
As when I started.
We're still around the kitchen table. We're still just wagging on about porn.
Yeah, the consistency is admirable.
Shocking, really. Why haven't we, got married, had children? Everybody else has had a life in these 8 years.
We've always been available to record. There's never been an episode where it's like, sorry, I can't, I've got other things to do.
And all the emails we get that are like, you've soundtracked my life. You've been there on the day that my boyfriend proposed. You've been there when I moved cities. You've been there when I got the job promotion. Where are our big life moments?
Oh, no, come on.
James got locked out that time.
Yeah, that's true. I got dumped a few times.
Yeah, you did.
No, we've had an amazing, amazing run with this show. You know, we've toured the world. We did an HBO show. We've done some good things.
But we're still here. I thought that was going to change my life.
But obviously, you know, we're laughing through it, guys. You know, you do have to laugh through trauma. But there are two specials. And I think that the next one might be the emotional one, guys. I think let's, you know, read some porn, try and enjoy it.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry, as they say.
I am so going to cry next episode.
Well, for us, this felt like a good time to kind of, for us to stop reading, right? Because Belinda's obviously now about to take over Bish Hursteling.
Yeah.
So it's like, she's going into a new chapter, and so are we.
Oh, man, very nice. Say it like that. Yeah. It does feel really real.
Yeah, I know.
And also, you know, we can't kind of talk about it with much detail, but we aren't going away forever.
Really? What's he got planned that we don't know?
There are things are cooking, guys. Come on.
Yeah, no, you're right. There are plans afoot, but we can't talk about things.
It's
right
not
now.
The end of My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's just the end of doing the podcast.
Yes.
Also, you know, we do this, once a year?
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, it's not going to change your lives that much, guys. Come on.
Who do we think we are? Adele? I had to get an Adele reference in the finale, sorry.
Oh, my God.
There will be people who are like, really? I have to listen again to 1 through 6?
There are also so many people who go up to me and say, oh, is that still on? So, you know, some people will be crying. Some people will be like, oh, God, it's finally ending. I thought that ended years ago.
It's actually cooler not to have a podcast these days. So that's why we're stopping.
So are we ready to dive into Belinda Blinked for the penultimate time?
Oh, my God, are we?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, this is weird. But next week. It isn't the end. Okay, Belinda Blinked.
No, I can't.
The official Steels Pots and Pans Belinda Blumenthal leaving party.
Okay.
The brevity of title we've come to love.
I was gonna say, I didn't take in enough air to do
what,
that
what
little
was
title.
It?
The official Steels Pots and Pans Belinda Blumenthal leaving party.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have been remiss, wouldn't it, to not give her a send-off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also, if that's the title of the party, the banner is going to be huge.
Oh, but they're going to run out of, you know, Big Pen. It's going to kind of have to go around the corner. I mean, this is an absolute testament to Rocky's writing that we've probably spent 8 years discussing 5 months of a woman's life. Wow.
How can it be so in-depth and so specific, yet completely vague and vacuous? It's amazing, isn't it? It's
quite
actually a talent.
It's quite a skill.
A cool winter breeze ruffled the follicles of Belinda's fake mane.
Oh.
What? She wears a wig?
Is she a furry? You know, there's people that dress up as furry animals.
Like Mr. Hushman, the background goon.
Oh, yeah, he was a furry.
So either she's wearing a full-on wig or she's got extensions. Do people still wear, like, clip-on extensions and things?
I'm sure they do.
Do they?
Okay. Oh, James. She had long been a fan of extensions.
So she's got clip-ons in.
Be it hair or cocks.
You can't clip on extra cock though, can you?
I think an extension being an erection.
Okay. Fine.
Maybe we shouldn't stop. You're still not getting the really low hanging fruit, guys.
As there's only two to go, I'll let it pass.
I won't miss that dead eye seriousness that sometimes addresses you with, like an erection.
Well, I just thought that was the obvious way to go, but you two were talking about clip on cocks. But okay, fine. Her large eyes looked out over the ocean.
Oh, which ocean?
She's got massive eyes and clip-ons, lovely.
A pensive wondering trampling over her beautiful face.
Pardon? Twampling?
A pensive
twampling.
Did I say twampling?
there was some sort of wobble that I wasn't happy with.
So it's just quite an unusual sentence. Okay. Her large eyes looked out over the ocean. A pensive wondering trampling over her beautiful face.
Yeah, that's word soup, isn't it?
It was a big day. Next paragraph. Of course.
I don't need to know anymore.
After being appointed PCOEO.
PCOEO.
What will it be something to do with?
CEO. It's like he's overcomplicated CEO, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And does this mean at Bish?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah. After being appointed PCOEO, President and Chief Operating Executive Officer of Bish Hairstyling.
That's about as high as it gets, surely. Yeah. MD PCOEO.
Belinda had summoned her nearest and dearest colleagues for one last hip-hop hooray.
Hip-hop hooray?
Hip-hop hooray.
It's a hip-hop-themed leaving party.
I really hope it is.
Looking forward to Rocky negotiating this.
His area of expertise.
The invite has been vague.
Tense change, okay.
Essential, passport.
Oh.
Non-essential, bad breath, small talk and clothing.
So she doesn't mean non-essential, she means don't.
Not desirable, yeah.
Not desirable, yeah.
Is that all the invite says? When you say vague, it doesn't say date, location, time. It just says bring your passport.
To where? With you at all times.
Also, like, that is beyond it's like when people have, like, stag do's abroad and things like that.
Well, as we've discussed before about like abroad weddings and things, you have to.
I'm so glad that's still catching on.
I mean,
destination wedding.
No, abroad's better. No.
I get messages all the time about abroad weddings. Yeah. People telling me that they're on abroad weddings. I'm like, please, I don't need to know because
but
I
it's
have
got in your head.
I've never approved that terminology.
Do you know what I always get messaged about? Fucking talking cats. I once referenced a cat that said hello in my garden.
Did
people
you?
Just send me videos all the time of cats saying cat. Hello?
I don't think please, I remember.
It was funny the first time.
But please give us one blast of that cat, because I do love that cat voice.
Hello.
Oh, I did.
Do you remember?
Yes. In your old flat.
Old flat.
Yeah.
And that's literally all I get.
Old, yeah.
What do you get, Jamie?
A lot of bottom flannels. Yeah. Mainly bottom flannels for me.
What do you mean a lot of pictures of bottom flannels?
No, just, oh my God, I was round someone's house and they had a bottom flannel. I'm like, yes, they do exist.
Oh, God.
And obviously a lot of stuff about the Club Theatre in Val Harris.
Oh, God. Well, good for you, repping the bottom flannel community.
So good.
Someone asked me on a date once and said, we can play paints.
Oh, but oh, geez. I hope you said yes.
I did, yeah. That's good.
Well, he knows all the rules.
Famously. As she tanned her brown skin in the inclement sunshine, her mind reminded her of all the adventures she'd creamed over.
Oh, my God.
From Mistress Sweetjuice's acrobatics to RSM fuckfests, she'd done it all.
God, he's doing the greatest hits. Isn't he? He's doing his own greatest hits.
It's a montage.
And had zero regrets.
Just to jump back a bit, what did you say? Inclement sunshine?
The inclement sunshine, yeah.
Isn't inclement bad?
Like,
I think it's damp.
It's like cold.
Wet.
And wet.
You can still have sunshine in the cold and wet, guys.
Does he mean like, I don't know, temperate? Does he mean like...
Temperate. He means temperate.
Temperate. So she'd done it all and had zero regrets.
That's hard to believe.
It was time to leave Steels behind, the wind told her.
Oh, it's sort of like, you know, the trees are rustling and whispering, the wind is...
Like that bit in Pocahontas and all the leaves fly around her.
Exactly.
Yeah. New character alert, the wind.
God, yeah, the wind's talking to her now. It's time to end it, guys. For the invitees, the flight had been quite a challenge in blindfold use.
So they had blindfolded on the plane the whole way.
Oh, so maybe that's why it was so vague an invite. They actually don't know where they're going.
But they didn't even know what airport to go to, so God knows how they got on the plane.
Well, they are very close to Heathrow.
Yeah, probably is Heathrow, to be fair.
But on the plane, when the pilot's like, thank you for boarding the 2404 to Tenerife. What are they like?
Don't ask. Also, fucking terrifying. Like, I need to look out of the window on a plane so I can see what it's doing. If I'm blindfolded on a plane...
see what it's doing. Why?
Well, you know, when it like gets bumpy and turbulence and things like that, I need to check the wing's not fallen off.
You see, whatever. I'm opposite. I think you can't change it. Just get that blindfold on.
Oh my God.
I'm asleep, so I don't even
know. Yeah, that's true.
I'm asleep on the tarmac.
You've used the human blindfold, which are your eyelids.
So it'd been quite a challenge in blindfold use. But thanks to the Norse gods, the majority of the guests had survived.
Okay, good. Majority? Who's dead?
Belinda knew from life that if you know where you're heading, you won't have as much fun when you land.
I think that's definitely not true.
Yeah, I think you need a goal. You need somewhere to be going.
If you know where you're heading, you don't have as much fun. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, get that on a t-shirt.
Belinda knew from life that if you know where you're heading, you won't have as much fun when you land. So that was that.
And I won't be questioned.
That was that. It's very like, and please shut up. It's almost like he's anticipating now that we would tear that down.
Everyone had 23 minutes to freshen up, and after the full body customs check and without much ado, were ready for the festivities bang on the allotted spreadsheet time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Has Rocky ever been on a plane? Sorry.
Where's the 23 minutes happening?
So everyone had 23 minutes to freshen up.
Where?
Doesn't specify.
But this is still on the plane or in the airport?
I think maybe we've landed. So everyone had 23 minutes.
So in the plane toilets? I don't want 23 minutes in the plane.
Before they go through customs, they wet wipe and change.
In that loo that's always got a massive queue because everyone's got off the plane.
Also, they were advised not to bring clothes. So what are they changing into?
How are they freshening up? Just in the sink like a bird bath?
I guess, yeah. Whores bathe. That's what they say, isn't it?
But bottom flannels unite.
So everyone had 23 minutes to freshen up. After the full body customs check.
No, why? Yeah. What? Why are they getting a cavity search?
Everyone got that.
The survivors.
Also, just look, they're naked. Just look at them.
No, they're not naked. Are they naked?
They were told not to bring clothes, they weren't essential.
Oh, it was non-essential. Okay, yeah, you're
so right. Just got blindfolds on, completely naked on this flight. Cool.
It's Ryanair for you.
Probably charge you to wear clothes.
Yeah.
So they've had, all had 23 minutes in what are, frankly, rancid bathrooms. I don't know where they are, but probs. And then
they go through customs, have an anal
probe.
Exam.
Yeah. And without much ado, we're ready for the festivities. Bang on the allotted spreadsheet time of 21:37 p.m.
That's right. Very specific.
Mental. Absolute mental. Also, so they've had an invite and they've been sent a separate spreadsheet.
With detail.
With very, very specific detail.
Also, 21:37 p.m. doesn't exist.
Oh, because 21 is PM.
All right, smart ass. Wow, you know PM and AM. Cool.
With the 24 o'clock, Alice.
I honestly don't. It's why I say noon and midnight, because I never know.
Yeah.
Belinda had dear bosom buddy Chiara Montague design her knockout frock.
Oh, lovely.
Honouring her past employment. As such, Belinda was dressed as a sexy version of the Colander 360. One of Steele's biggest sellers and Belinda's third favourite thing to flog.
Right, so I already have in mind what that might look like. You know, like a poofy, like turn the colander upside down.
Yeah.
Has a skirt with holes in it, but like a poofy kind of...
I actually think 360 is a range at IKEA. So that feels like dangerous territory.
Well, IKEA have stolen Belinda Blinked. So, I mean, so many things there are called Blonde.
Oh, yeah, there was a bowl called Blanda Blonked or something.
And we're like,
See in court, IKEA.
See what you did there. So, yes, she was dressed as a sexy version of the Colander 360, one of Steele's biggest sellers and Belinda's third favourite thing to flog after the non-stick tin wok and her resident sex slave.
Very good. Flog.
The silver material of her dress sparkled as fractions of light hit it.
Fractions. I haven't got time.
James, 8 years. Give yourself a break.
Sooner we get it done, the sooner we can leave.
The silver material of her dress sparkled as fractions.
Like quarters and eighths and stuff.
Mm, yeah. As fractions of light hit it. And it was covered in strategic holes, exposing forbidden flesh.
So, like, she'll have a boob through one, maybe.
The setting for dinner was extravagant and elaborate.
Where are we? Still haven't told us.
I don't know.
That's not on the schedule.
No, yeah.
Not we know yet. It's coastal because she was on the beach at the beginning.
So the setting for dinner was extravagant and elaborate, befitting of a sales director who had given everything from bodily juices to her life.
I mean, technically not, but yeah, okay.
There were velvet strips dribbling from the ceiling.
Velvet strips?
Of what? Fabric?
Ribbon, does he mean?
I guess.
Ribbon.
Yeah, just imagine it's like bits of velvet cut into strips and just stuck on the ceiling with sellotape or like...
How elaborate.
So there were velvet strips dribbling from the ceiling.
Dribbling?
And lovingly well-used chairs, decorously thrown along the long MDF top to make it even longer... carved table.
Sorry, it's a beautiful carved table and they've put a piece of MDF over the
top. To be fair, if you've ever had, like, you know, a big Christmas dinner,
yeah,
people will be doing it around this time of year where you have to extend, don't you? You have to, like, balance another table at the end of your other table and then put a tablecloth over it to make it look like it's a big table.
Yeah, Dad has a huge bit of plywood that is just the Christmas table.
Yeah, but they've paid for a venue... like an extravagant venue, and they put MDF on the table and stuck bits of velvet to the ceiling.
And thrown chairs everywhere.
He bloody loves a chair, doesn't he? He bloody loves a chair.
But why are they scattered and on their side and like upturned?
Decorously thrown along. No, I think they're
thrown.
Just...
if you throw a chair, it doesn't land on its feet, does it? So they've thrown them down the hallway, do you say?
Down the table.
They've thrown the chairs.
Oh my God, it's going to look like it's been ransacked.
It's just a pile of chairs at the end of the
table. And everything's going to be smashed. Like you throw a chair at a table, like all that glassware is going to be all over the floor, cutlery everywhere. Cool.
Oh my God, it's what she would have wanted.
And has she done this? Because obviously they've just arrived. So who's...
No, I imagine it's like an event planner who's like, so obviously we will be throwing the chairs down the table before you arrive.
Is it like smashing plates? You know, like a Greek
ceremony. Maybe it's cultural. Yeah.
Maybe it's cultural. We don't know where we are.
What, do you think they set the table and then throw the chairs? Or do they throw the chairs and set the table?
James, it's not for me to comment, but if that is what happens in your culture, I completely endorse it.
As Belinda entered, the bottoms occupying the chairs...
on the table.
...rose to their sequined hoofs and clapped.
It's toffee apple chew.
On the table.
They cheered and cried and generally were nice. The huge aha.
don't say aha.
The huge.
We'll judge if it's an aha.
Yeah, we'll do the reactions here, all right? You just read the book.
He still doesn't know, does he? Just say the words.
Damn, what's the format again? The huge dining hall on the banks of Brazil's majestic capital, Rio de Janeiro.
Aha!
Am I allowed to point out that Rio de Janeiro isn't the capital of Brazil? Am I allowed to say that?
Brasilia's but an administrative capital, isn't it?
It hasn't got the majesty of...
Rio's maybe the... would you say the cultural capital?
I'd say the hub.
So it's on the banks of... what was it? The banks of Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, the majestic
the
capital.
Banks. What do you mean, the banks?
The huge dining hall on the banks of Brazil's majestic capital, Rio de Janeiro.
What do you mean, the banks?
So not the banks of like, Rio. The ocean.
What are you talking about?
I'm not saying the banks.
The banks, like the banks.
The CBD,
yeah.
The financial hub.
It seemed like a branch of Halifax.
The huge dining hall on the banks of Brazil's majestic capital.
Please, what do you mean?
Rio de Janeiro looked the money tits.
The banks is generally of a river, right?
Yeah.
Like you would be on the banks of a river.
Yeah.
It's the ocean, isn't it? Because there's the beach.
Right.
Ipanema Beach, Copacabana Beach.
So it's on the beach?
It's on the coast.
It's the banks of the beach.
Stop saying the banks.
But it looked the money tits, glittering with candles and solid gold crockery.
Wow.
This makes steels look like scrap heap chic, mused Belinda, toes vibrating with excitement and sorrow.
What a combo.
We all express our emotions in different ways, don't we?
Excitement, because there was ice cold Chardonnay.
Oh, lovely.
And colleagues. Sorrow, because this was the last time she'd enjoy either. Yes, from this day... it was German co-workers with their abrupt and direct communication style.
Oh my God, sorry, Germany.
All washed down with Bavarian beer and Himbeergeist.
She can still drink Chardonnay. They have Chardonnay in Germany.
What's a Himbeergeist, whatever you say?
Himbeergeist? Himbegicht.
Oh, God, here we go.
James, come on, you're the German expert.
I wouldn't even know where to start. Himbegicht.
So him, then beer, then G-E-I-S-T.
It's an alcoholic drink, isn't it?
I'd imagine so.
It's a raspberry spirit.
Obviously. God, every time I've been to Germany, they're all just swigging that raspberry liqueur.
Literally never heard of it.
So, yes. Never mind the language barrier. Belinda was most worried about how her new colleagues would prefer to keep their private lives separate. That is true, actually. I work with somebody who's German, and there are very strict kind of cultural boundaries between work and social, which I think is actually quite good.
Oh, I would argue that Belinda's falling foul of many people's idea of what is a
good... It's not just Germany that has an issue with the way that you conduct yourself, dear.
What, like, what on earth... Like, we've got no book if they keep their personal and work life separate. Like, there's no story.
Oh, we would have had to end anyway.
Yeah.
Productivity is sexy, yes. But with no vag drilling on company time, was life worth living?
Well, exactly. That's my sentiment exactly.
Belinda looked at the plates of asparagus stalks with fish foam jus.
Oh,
I think he means Jew.
Has he put Jew?
D-E-W or J-E-W?
Jew.
Fish, foam, Jew.
D.
Dew.
Dew. Fish, foam, dew.
The wind's just going to blow that away. That's not structurally sound.
Has the wind blown it in off the sea?
Yeah, that's called sea mist.
I think that might just be pollution, you know, that's
scum foam, yeah. Belinda had requested this dish specially because asparagus is nature's Viagra.
No.
It is. It's an aphrodisiac.
No.
Asparagus?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it just turn your pee? Makes does it make your pee smell? Yeah.
Guys, we should really go back in the vault and get at that aphrodisiacs episode because I think you're fine. But
it's, that's being deleted.
Asparagus is a turn on.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. I always...
Is it not? I think it is.
You may be right, maybe right. I don't know.
Made it reek.
I don't know why it would be, though.
No, Google it.
God, he's making me Google everything.
Oh, no, because now I'm questioning myself. It's up there with, you know, chocolate and oysters, isn't it?
All right. In ancient times, asparagus was renowned as an aphrodisiac, and maybe for good reason. It contains a stimulating blend of nutrients that help boost energy, cleanse the urinary tract, and neutralise excess ammonia. Whoa!
Gets in there.
What, lads? Okay, so Belinda had requested this dish specially because asparagus is nature's Viagra, and she needed tonight to end with a good old pounding. Eat as you meant to go on, her brain reasoned.
What? Eat as you meant to go on.
They're almost phrases, but they just missed the mark.
And
they?
By the time you've realised that they don't make sense, like so much time has, you know, yeah. Like it's already moved
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Which I think is what he's banking on the banks.
And she's...
What does it mean? What does he mean?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Now, we don't always realise just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You might find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mum does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting.
Maybe it's time to get all of this off your chest. And I'm sorry about what I said last week, James. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. And that's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it, so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mydad.
In
looking down the long table with MDF top, Belinda saw her career before her eyes.
Depressing.
Yeah, that Motley Crue, can you imagine? Hello, hello, hello.
Why is there an echo? They're on a bank.
It's a long table. Hello, hello.
I imagine them in the open air.
Yeah, what's it banging off?
I don't know, Sugarloaf Mountain?
Does it say that you've got an echo in the book?
Hello, 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 yes.
So she could be going, hello, 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 but you've decided it's an echo.
I'm being kind. Yeah, you're right. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, hi, woo!
Well, no, because it's quite clever, because the first hello is in capitals.
It's not,
the second hello
is capital H. Can you hear me? It's not clever.
And the third hello is just all lowercase.
Is your voice getting lost on the wind?
I don't know.
Why can't I hear you?
It's not clever.
Hello, hello, hello. Valued colleagues, eags.
Eags? Okay, it is an echo then. Or she's saying, valued colleagues, eags, eags.
Why is it just the end of the word that echoes? Why doesn't Cole echo?
Thanks for coming all this way, yay, yay.
Way, yay, yay.
It's just for every sentence.
Oh my God, for the rest of the book.
It's a fucking speech. So, thanks for coming all this way, yay, yay.
Way, yay, yay.
We'll be coming for longer than that flight later on.
Howled. On. Because they're in the same space.
No, Bella's voice is like a duck quack. It doesn't echo.
Howled Bella, already 7 Kyperinias deep.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Oh, Bella, Ella, Ella. You're such a monkey's auntie.
Oh, oh Christ. Right, sorry.
Are we not even into the speech yet?
You're such a monkey's auntie.
I can't even remember. What did Bella say?
We'll be coming for longer than that flight later.
Right, okay.
So Belinda said...
I actually missed that.
So Belinda said, thanks for coming all this way. We'll be coming for longer than the flight later on.
Right.
Oh, Bella, Ella, Ella, you're such a monkey's auntie.
Which is what is a monkey's uncle? What is a monkey's uncle? What context do you use monkey's uncle in?
I just know it from The Lion King. A monkey's uncle. Isn't that, doesn't Scar say something?
Yeah, what does that make me? A monkey's uncle.
Yeah, what does it even mean? I don't know.
I've never used it, heard it used in this context.
Let's see what it actually
You're
means.
Such a monkey's uncle. You just say, you
such
say
a monkey's
that.
Auntie.
No, well, exactly. I, you know, he's put it in the right
Neither
gender.
Work, yeah.
It's used to express complete surprise, amazement or disbelief.
Right.
It means...
Use it in a sentence.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. You're sort of shocked by something.
And she, oh, okay, so, oh, Bella, you're such a monkey's auntie.
No. You can say it with as much hope in your eyes as you want.
At least he's not misgendering her, that's good.
Yeah, true.
Can you just read that last line again?
Oh, Bella, you're such a monkey's auntie.
Why doesn't that echo?
I know.
They've opened a door.
So, Bella, you're such a monkey's auntie, Belinda continued. But in all seriousness... I wondered how best to celebrate my steely demise and Bish ascension.
Oh, it's back.
It's back. She spoke loudly, so even Ken Dewsbury at the back could hear her. At first, I thought a crack at the Guinness World Record for how many people you can fuck in one go could work.
What are you? Sorry. Okay.
Oh, to celebrate her leaving. She wants to, like, break her Guinness World Record.
But the rules stipulated that although 30 seconds constitutes a fuck, there's no obligation to come, mum. So what's the jiffing point, oint?
I don't imagine that Guinness used the word fuck.
Yeah. So, basically, She's saying, I was going to do this Guinness World Record, but there's no point because you can't come.
Oh, because you, oh, right. Well, yeah, sure.
What's the jiffing point? Oint, oint. Grunts of agreement made their way down the table like a Brazilian-ish Mexican wave. But really, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for hiring this scrappy little madam with business acumen as killer as her tits.
Echo's gone again.
This is an emotional bit.
Oh, sorry. I'm just focused on the echo.
She has business acumen as killer as her tits. Please it's, cry. I wouldn't have been able to achieve all I have without each and every one of you. We made hay into lemonade. And
ain't that the truth?
Who is she? Jesus? Like, how did she do that conversion?
I don't remember that chapter.
Even he just made more of what he had, but to turn hay into lemonade, bloody hell.
He's got himself confused with two there, hasn't he?
Is she thinking of oat milk?
What do you mean?
Can you make a milk out of hay?
I don't know.
You're
hay
right.
Hay milk. I'm trying to help him.
But also, I wouldn't say that here. James, that might be the next trendy milk. Keep it to yourself. What would you do? Soak hay?
Yeah, like it's the oats. It isn't the stalks that make the milk here. Because
hay, they'll make milk out of anything.
Hay is just grass, right? It's like silage. Like right. Silage is kind of like fermented hay, which you feed to cows.
But wait, cows eat the hay or the grass.
Yes.
And cows make the milk. So if we cut out the middleman, which is the cow.
Right. We've got hay milk.
We've got hay milk. Milk.
So we made hay into lemonade, and trust me, I'll give you very competitive franchise rights deals for all Bish product lines when I take you all over. Ha, ha, ha.
I bet that gets a laugh, though.
I'm not sure if that ha, ha, ha is a ha, ha, ha or ha, ha, ha on the echo.
Oh. What, so she says one ha and then the ha echoes.
I don't know.
Ha, ha,
ha.
Joking. Ing, ing, Belinda sassed, creasing up her mouth like a sexy jack-in-the-box.
I like that Jamie moments ago said, it's emotional. I'm like, is it?
I thought it might be. I thought it was going that way.
Please don't force me to feel things I don't feel.
And trust me, I'll give you very competitive franchise rights deals for all Bish product lines when I take you all over. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I get it now.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
Ha.
Ha. Oh, I'm sorry, I get it.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, that was one. Everyone laughed.
Oh, God, the echo is going to be mad.
Oh, my God. The banks of Rio de Janeiro are deafening.
Did they all laugh, or did they all do one ha? But it sounded like hysterical laughter.
Everyone laughed, but knew their days of gameful employment were numbered.
Why?
What, they're all going to lose their jobs?
Well, I guess because she's going to be so good at Bish that she'll run steals into the ground.
Right, okay.
None of them stood a chance with this ruthless new hair-ess of Bish hairstyling.
Oh, very.
That would be clever if it didn't mean Mr.
Mistress. Mistress.
Mistress, there mistress. You go.
Oh, wait a sec. Mm. Is that by mistake, though?
So, sink or swim, fly or fall, suck or fuck, I move on, and will forever cherish the memories of this little company in its sad little office outside Heathrow.
Oh, that was so nice just until that end bit.
Although, where's the lie?
To steals, pots and pans. Shall we?
Cheers! Oh, cheers! Cheers! To steals, pots
to
and
steals,
pans.
To steals, pots and pans.
All present drank on cue.
Their hay lemonade.
Seconds later, Des Martin started rummaging his hand in his trousers and took out his ocarina.
Oh. In his trousers? That? It's massive, isn't it, an ocarina?
Is it a flute?
I'll show you a picture. It's not what you think.
Is it like a what's that thing that the guy plays in Lady and the Tramp?
No, that's a concert. That's a...
Accordion?
Accordion,
yeah. Sorry, that's what I'm thinking of. An ocarina.
Oh, no, an ocarina's that. Oh, no. We're all confused.
What's an ocarina? What is it?
Show us.
I'm going to. I have never seen that before in my life.
It's like
Why is it a whistle? Like it's like a bird whistle.
Is that an ocarina?
It's like a fat little whistle.
It's an ocarina. It's a four-hole ocarina.
If you're at home, Google ocarina. We'll put it on the Instagram.
It looks like a sex toy.
It's like a spherical, a small spherical kind of whistle with holes in.
It almost looks like Belinda's Colander 360 dress.
He's had that in his trousers the whole time.
If anyone listening plays the ocarina, owns an ocarina, we'd love you to get in touch.
Oh yeah, I wonder how it sounds.
Are you telling me that's not a vibrator?
That's a hairdryer. So it must sound like it must have like flute qualities.
Oh yeah, can we maybe play a bit?
Yeah, let's have a look.
He loves a...
Dad loves a harmonica, yeah.
Harmonica, yeah. So I guess this is like the Brazilian harmonica. I don't know, where's it from? It's a recorder, essentially. It's essentially a recorder.
Okay, well, look. So he got out his ocarina. That isn't a euphemism. He literally got out his ocarina.
It does sound like a euphemism.
A song for the best boss ever there was.
I hate him so much.
A song played on an ocarina.
He said...
It's the tribute she deserves.
He said before placing his lips to the hole... And started to blow.
Of what?
You know he doesn't, like, know how to play the ocarina.
I mean, all anybody can play on a recorder is When the Saints Go Marching In. So what's he going to play that's appropriate?
The sweetest sound, no. Like honey.
No.
Oozing off the hexagon hive, filled the room.
Do we know the song? Do we get the song title?
Oh, bloody hell.
All the Steel's people present... Stood once again.
They didn't get ocarinas out.
Saluted to Belinda.
Is it the national anthem?
And began to sing. Okay.
Are you going to sing?
You play the ocarina, Hilton.
You play the ocarina along to this.
You have it, I'll play it.
She's a boss.
She's
a boss. But more than just a boss. We're at a loss. For words, because we're losing our boss. That's it.
I smell a billion streams on Spotify.
Oh my God, if someone does play the ocarina at home,
give us a melody.
Can you, if I just sing it again.
I love that you said at home. Stay in your house.
Could you do an accompaniment? Not that that wasn't brilliant, Al.
Okay, so give us a clean version.
So and they're all singing this together. It's kind of, yeah, like a national anthem. It's very rousing.
Can you send us the words and we can all sing it?
And a one, two, three. She's a boss, but more than just a boss. We're at a loss for words because we're losing our boss.
Kenny, it's not Do They Know It's Christmas. Get your fingers out your ears. I did stumble there because it doesn't say because. It says be accusy.
How that will ever sound nice.
He's missed out an A, has he?
I don't know.
No, it's a jumble. It's an absolute jumble. Are we in a musical where just everyone just knows this song that doesn't exist? Have they pre-prepared this?
Well, I think because they all stood and were saluting to Belinda, they must have prepared this.
So do they sing this every time a boss leaves the company?
Maybe.
Is this the boss leaving song?
But it's touching when you look at the lyrics. She's a boss. But more than just a boss, we're at a loss for words because we're losing our boss.
I like that he's rhymed loss with because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually really smart.
And we're at a loss for words. It's kind of continuing the phrase on.
And it sort of explains why the song's only 7 seconds long, doesn't it? Because they're at a loss for words.
Is that a verse or a chorus?
I think that's just the song.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's everything.
It's a chant more than anything.
Tears were streaming down Belinda's eye holes.
Because it was so bad.
After that, really?
Maybe just the wind blowing into her eye. She'd never imagined that someone would write such a beautiful ballad about her one day. But that one day was today. Suddenly, all the champagne bottles burst free of their corks and bubbles flowed across the table of diners.
Why is it Be Our Guest?
I was going to say, it's literally Beauty and the Beast.
Well, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that you've got a poltergeist. Not that she's like the best boss in the world. I'm lost for words.
The champagne's off, surely.
Yeah, that's not right.
Bella cackled.
It's too wet to soak in. We'll all get wrinkly bits. Everybody strip.
I thought they were naked.
They've not got any clothes.
Oh, yeah. Bella wasted zilch time in wriggling out of her brown cocktail dress.
Brown?
It could have been any colour, couldn't it?
Brown!
And everyone assembled followed her lead.
Sorry, I can't get over the brown cocktail. She makes bad choices at every turn.
She does. She really does. It's an art form, really, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Fucking was rudimentary for the Steeles family.
Don't say family in this context.
Yeah. Yes, family.
Yes, family.
It meant so much that to not do it would feel slightly odd. A bit like that sentence. It meant so much that to not do it would feel slightly odd.
Sorry, just on the family point, I was on Instagram. Someone posted a picture with the caption, "Yes, family."
Oh, James.
Do you know who it was?
You're obsessed with this.
Have we not talked about this before? Because he's always wanging on about it when we're not recording.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes, because she was with her family.
No. You need to let it go.
She posted a picture with her family, yeah, but she put the caption
okay,
was,
it's an open and shut case.
With her family, yes, family.
No, the caption was, yes, comma, family. That's not a phrase unless it's from Belinda Blinked. I'm just saying, I think she's given us signals. Lupita,
what
if you're listening, we love you.
What do you mean it's not a phrase, yes, family? Yes, family.
When have you said, yes, family?
So you think that she was putting out...
She's reaching out.
Do you know what she could also do on Instagram to reach out?
Reach out.
Like, she could literally find our profile and DM us. She's not reaching out, James.
It's not a coincidence.
Do you know who is reaching? James Cooper.
It's not a coincidence.
Literally the definition of a coincidence.
It's quite a long time ago now and you're still talking about it. We talk about it every time we see each other, actually.
I mean, we all love Lupita Nyong'o,
obviously. I would just be thrilled if she did listen.
Yeah, well, she doesn't, so let's move on.
Imagine if James slipped into her DMs and was like, I saw the post.
Lupita, I hear you.
I got the signal.
Lupita, you're welcome. But before they could make try their bequest.
What?
But before they could make try their bequest.
Before they could make try their bequest.
Tony stepped forward.
I'm looking at Alice. She's looking at me. And I think we're in agreement.
Belinda, it's been an honour. But you don't think we'd let you leave the company without a big present, do you? Well, I hadn't thought about it, lied Belinda. Well, here you go. Tony handed her a brown envelope, like the ones you dread from HMRC.
I thought you were going to say, like Bella's cocktail dress.
Ripping it open, her eyes filled with water yet again as she read its contents.
My bonus!
A bonus!
Oh!
I finally got it!
Oh!
You didn't just get it, Tony smiled.
She did just get it.
You earned it.
Oh!
Oh my God, I actually do feel emotional.
She got her bonus. How much is it?
It doesn't say.
He doesn't remember what he promised.
£5.
I am actually chuffed to bits for her.
Oh.
Belinda beamed as the class of Steeles Pots and Pans cheered and whooped her name. Belinda!
Belinda! Belinda! Belinda!
Da! Da!
Now let's fuck!
Screeched Bella.
Is there no one else who can speak there?
It's not her day, is it?
Already unhooking the flimsy bits of fabric over her big boobies. Yes, one last fuck lust for the ages, agreed Giselle as she slinked out of her Belinda-themed dress.
Oh.
Have her face on it.
So everyone's sort of got a different idea of what the dress code is.
Does that mean she's just wearing Belinda's clothes?
Maybe.
Because she's wearing a colander. I would argue that actually you're more likely to fuck now because you don't work together. That's how things usually work, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't look at me like that, Alice. It's not going to happen.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
Next week.
You two are the Ross and Rachel of this podcast.
Oh my God, it took me so long to get it. I was like, what?
Before there was even a change in ambient lighting.
There's lighting.
Candlelight, surely.
The sun?
I was going to say maybe sunset. Before there was even a change in ambient lighting...
He wouldn't allow that for very long, would he? It's sunset.
Just like...
There's more holes in this than there are in that dress.
Before there was even a change in ambient lighting, Giselle had opened her never-ending legs and...
Just imagine them, like, snaking into the sea.
Why is she such a squid?
Giselle had opened.
And also, it doesn't sound like she's widening them, like plying them apart. It sounds like she's opening the legs up.
Yeah. Like, and also, like, I just imagine them like tapering off, like they get really, really thin yeah. as they go longer.
So gross.
Giselle had opened her never-ending legs, and Tony had opened her labia with both fingers.
Lovely.
Both fingers. Why has he only got two fingers?
Oh, so they're back on talking terms.
What, Tony and her labia?
No, Tony and Giselle.
Oh, yeah. She left him.
We would take this to mean yes, wouldn't we?
This is the olive branch they were looking for.
So, yeah, he opened her labia with both fingers. He finger-fucked his lady wife without a care in the world. Well, that's nice.
That's
together,
pretty.
Together, one show.
Played on the ocarina.
Bella was equally accommodating with her vaginal cavity.
Oh. Maybe that's where the echo is coming from.
A cavity is an open hole.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... Like, why is it so...
Dental.
Why is it so dental? Why is it always just so, like, unprotected
yeah.
and a gate?
Cover it over, please.
Bella was equally accommodating with her vaginal cavity. Over the scattered limbs... Sex haze and moisture thickening the air, Belinda spied a body.
Oh, twist. I thought we were just going to have a little fuck fest.
Do you mean a body?
I hope it's not a body that's been washed up onto
on the banks.
Bank.
Yeah. Sorry, is he about to start a murder mystery?
Oh, God.
I wouldn't put that past him, you know.
He loves it, doesn't he? He loves a mystery.
Belinda spied a body. A man body. The man body she had desired... Ever since she started at Steele's Pots and Pans.
Okay, pause. Who? She slept with everybody.
A man body who owned a face.
Has he been... Why are they all, like, in bits? Why is he Mr. Potato Head?
And all those limbs earlier.
A man body who owned a face that made Belinda wring out her knickers. A man...
No, can I have a minute? Wring out her knickers.
The man body that had long been the apple of her ass. Yes.
Oh, the apple of her ass.
Apple of her ass.
We get it. She's fancied them for a long time.
She fancies the apple of him. Peter Rouse walked from the shadows of fate like a man who meant business.
Wait a sec.
I thought that was going to be a new character. We haven't seen Peter for a long time, though.
But she's definitely had sex with him.
Yeah.
Well, it said that she desired him ever since she started at sea.
Yeah, and she acted on that yeah, desire very early on.
She famously didn't wait a minute.
He has a face that makes her wring out her knickers, and he's long been the apple of her ass.
But she's been back to see him as well.
Oh, yeah, she went to his...
She went to his office.
His offices, yeah.
She shagged his wife.
Such a bond.
I would argue that she hasn't held back.
We haven't seen him since, like, book two, though.
Yeah, it's the definition of been there, done that.
Wait, do we finally understand what the runes meant that he painted on
it? Oh, probably. Here we go.
Well, I've always felt like out of all of the relationships in the books...
Oh, my God, relationships. That says a lot about you.
I've always felt that they were the maybe the love match. That there was something slightly deeper going on there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And she's very sort of throwaway with a lot of the people that she has sex with.
Yeah.
And happily so. But Peter has, I mean...
He lingered.
He's sustained, hasn't he?
So Peter Rouse walked from the shadows of fate.
I'm imagining him walking out of the water. So like Ursula Andress style.
Like a man who meant business. As he approached the throng, Belinda's pussy lit up like the Blackpool illuminations.
Well, it is going to get dark, so they will need a light.
He issued each Steele's employee a solid metal business card as he navigated their naked forms.
Oh,
that's heavy to carry around, isn't it?
That's slick, though, right?
Yeah, but a quantity of them in your pocket will pull your trousers down.
That's what he wants.
That's true. More the merrier.
Dialing in on Belinda's perfect eyeballs, Peter Rouse stopped. For Belinda herself, she was sworn that she had romantic closure with this human male.
Okay, look, I know that we're all saying, oh, we sort of saw this written in the stars and like there was, you know, a description early on that suggested there was something else going on here. He has let this go quite cold, if this is
exactly.
Your dad or Peter.
Rocky, like, he's not exactly kept this one the heat, has he?
She hasn't seen him in about 3 months. We haven't seen him in 6 years.
But that's what I mean, because in the books, she probably has seen him relatively recently. But yes, we haven't.
But what do you mean in the books? Like, I don't give a fuck about in the books. Like, I've basically forgotten about him.
A book?
Who is Peter Rouse?
As the writer, you need to care what the reader feels too.
For Belinda herself, she was sworn that she had romantic closure with this human male. Her wits felt similar, and even a contrarian brain agreed.
Sometimes I just can't get my head around it. I'm like, what?
She hadn't seen him.
Oh, God.
Since he had smeared her with odd mud symbols.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, she's seen him in Amsterdam.
That's completely wrong.
Get your facts right, Rocky.
Oh, my God. But you know what? Do you know what Jamie's defence is going to be? No, that's what she remembers.
It's her truth.
It's her truth.
She had a whole trip to Amsterdam that was half of book two.
And it was essentially only spent with them.
I'm sorry. The author disagrees with you.
Rouses formed a huge part of her sexual awakening.
She hadn't seen him since he had smeared her with odd mud symbols and entered her tenderly and passionately on the polystyrene sofa of the Horse and Jockey.
Polystyrene?
I think he means polyester.
Okay. Come on, Rocky. Come on. the fact check is falling off a cliff in these last few sentences.
I would argue that other things have fallen off the cliff in this chapter as well.
All of a sudden, Peter Rouse did something to shut up even Belinda's interior chums.
Interior chums?
That'd be her wits and her contrarian brain.
Right.
Her eyes blew up as she bore witness to
blew
him.
Blew up? Her eyes blew up. What do you mean? What would that even mean? Even though he doesn't mean it literally, what does it mean? They lit up. It means lit up.
I mean, blew up like you blow up a balloon, maybe? They get bigger?
Her vagina has lit up, but her eyes have blown up.
Her eyes blew up as she bore witness to him coughing.
What the hell is going on?
And then folding his tall body southward.
His tall body south in half.
He bent in half or he just fell over.
Bent in half. Folded.
At the waist, like bent
forward.
Yeah,
forwards, so he's like touched his toes.
So he folded.
A very tall man. I'm picturing a sort of Jacob Rees-Mogg like sort of style of character. Like a very long pencil bending over.
So she's agog, her eyes have blown up and all he's done is cough and bend over. Yes. Sounds like he's having a medical.
And then folding his tall body southward, her gob opened uninvited.
Oh, God.
As Peter Rouse got down on one knee.
Shut up! Wait, he's married already!
Well, hang on. Rocky's going to pull the rug from under us.
He hasn't seen her. We haven't seen him. She hasn't seen him. He's married. He lives in Amsterdam. Where's he been?
He could be tying his laces.
Oh, no.
Belinda blinked.
Oh, Belinda blinked! Has she blinked yet?
Oh, no. No, drink, cheers.
Cheers, yes.
Has anyone actually ever proposed to her before?
Not while we've known her.
That's all I care about.
That's true.
Check the CV.
Belinda blinked. Belinda, will you marry me?
Wow.
James.
She's got a bonus and a proposal in.
And that is the end of the chapter.
Jamie, describe what you see.
Oh my God, she's literally got goosebumps.
Oh, we have had a wedding.
Not hers.
Tony and Giselle got married.
Yes, but they were already engaged, I think, before the books.
She's got chills.
She's got chills.
They're multiplying. So, this whole thing could end on a wedding.
This whole thing could end in tears.
Is that Shakespeare, that a comedy ends in a wedding and a tragedy ends in death?
Well, this ain't Shakespeare, so who cares? Those rules do not apply.
Michael Sheen would beg to differ.
I don't know. I can't gauge whether she'll say yes or no.
We did meet Peter a couple of Christmases ago because he was trying for a baby, but that was in her mind.
That
doesn't count. That was in her alter ego world.
Yeah.
So do join us next week, next Monday.
For the final bit of Rocky's writing that we'll ever read.
It's the final, final, final.
Oh my God.
Final.
Thing. Yeah, it's the final bit of Rocky we'll ever
read. Let's make next week. Like, that's the goodbye.
Should we dress up? Should we dress nice?
Oh, should we? We have to get some drinks in as well.
Get some drinks
in. Should we have a party? Should we do a listening party? Like old times?
Oh, yeah.
We have to.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm honestly going to cry.
I don't know why, but it's not really hitting me yet. I think next week, I'm going to be on the floor.
I mean, I'd hope so, Al. It's been 8 years.
Okay, so keep an eye on socials for details of the listening party.
Yes.
Yes. That's at Dad Wrote a Porno on Twitter, at My Dad Wrote At on Instagram. Search My Dad Wrote a Porno on Facebook, all that shit.
And our email is, and has always been, mydadwriteaporno@gmail.com. I love that we never changed it from Gmail.
Okay, so join us next week where we open Belinda Blinked for the very last time.
And then close Belinda Blinked.
And then we'll be closing it after.
So you open it to read it, then close it.
That's how you read a book, James, yes.
And then seal it.
See you next week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.